I'm not saying this, and I don't know why this guy's going to call up, and I hope he's not going to yell at me right now. Because the last time Sean Nerney said that, Jeff Francoeur yelled at him. Jeff Francoeur joins us once again. He happens to be driving around on the Loud Security Systems newsmaker line. Jeff, I'm not saying that, but you know you're going to hear that from some.
Hey, just know I always got an ear out, okay? Just know that.
You're always listening.
Omnipresent.
I know you two guys, you know, mafia-type guys. I'm a little bit the same way. I always got people listening. All right?
Sometimes the message gets mixed. I'm not saying.
I will be in Louisiana Monday night. I will be down there. When we win, I don't want to hear anybody say, because we're healthy. You go and beat Ohio State and LSU, I don't care. You deserve it.
I agree with you.
And I don't care what conference you're playing, because when they put you in the middle of the ring with the contenders, look, you can fight tomato cans. Everybody fights tomato cans. But if you're standing in the middle of the ring, toe for toe, back-to-back years, where you go, let's take your best shot. You go home now. And you go home now. I'm just telling you, it's not really being talked about because maybe it's just too far away and maybe the idea that let's just get a good football game. But Trevor Lawrence could wake up Tuesday morning, Jeff, am I accurate, with a chance to become the most decorated college football player this side of, again, Army teams in the 40s. I don't know. Maybe there's a team from the 60s, Notre Dame.
Yeah.
But he has a chance in the world where it matters, like in the world of social media and everybody interconnecting, to be an undefeated guy going into his junior year.
I agree, and I do think he's got a great chance personally to win the Heisman next year. I think what he did in September this year with throwing those picks and everything, I think he learned his lesson. I think he knows he can't make every perfect throw. You know, so I think you're going to see a much different guy next year early in the year than we saw this year.
Hey, while we got you here, are you surprised Josh Donaldson hasn't signed yet?
You know, I guess he set the number. You know, I still really like the Braves' chances. And listen, I'm one to say, at this point, I don't know all the details, but if you've offered $100 million, you know, and if he gives you that last chance, you know, I'm guessing the Braves are staying put. And then eventually if someone jumps, what the heck, you might as well go 10 more.
Well, it's just money, you know? And it's not prospects. And believe me, I hear that. The only thing I will say is anybody who says, well, it's just money, but if it stops me from doing something else a year or two from now and it's not working out, that's a real thing. It's not just money. We get cavalier with throwing around $110 million, I think, at times. I just don't want it to stop me from being able to do something else if it doesn't look like it's working a year or two from now.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I think the only thing I'd say to that is you look at, you know, Hamels was 1 year, $18 million, so that's off the books. Melanson, 14 more, that's off the books. So I think it'd be different if all this money was, you know, that in 2 years you had to pay these guys a certain amount. But you know you're going to have some money coming off the books too. So, I don't know. I think the Braves are in great shape. I really do. I think, of course, fans want it to happen now. But at the same time, I don't think there's any reason that between us, I think Braves have a really good chance to land Josh Donaldson.
We said it. I believe this. The longer it went, the more I thought somebody was going to fall off. I thought the reports 3 weeks ago of four-year deals was nonsense because that's what agents do. When we thought 3 at 75, I'm a capitalist. You can hold out and you can get 110. God bless you. But again, I just don't want it to stop me from doing something else. And here's the other thing, Jeff. I think Nick and I are both nervous about what his stretches are. The good ones are phenomenal. Wow, it's SportsCenter highlight stuff. He had a couple of bad ones. And if I'm on the hook for 4 years, I've got to get something that is worth that kind of money. And it better include October.
Well, and I agree with that, but at the same time, after everything the Braves have done this offseason, last offseason with the deals with Ronald and Ozzie to put themselves in position, you do tell yourself, if you feel like you're one player away from being able to go deep into the playoffs, possibly go to the World Series, it's hard not to pull that trigger when you've gone this far in.
And maybe the good news for Donaldson is I don't think the Plan B thing is so pressing. Like, I also don't want, as you're delayed in this, to lose on Plan B. But it doesn't sound like the Arenado, the Bryant, the Plan B stuff is going to be done immediately either. So you do buy some time.
Well, yeah, the Bryant thing, let's be honest, that's not going to be done until they decide whether he's got 1 or 2 years left of free agency. He's only got 1 year of free agency. They're not going to be able to get as much for him. So, you know, I think the Braves are in a good spot right now, and I think they just wait and let it come to them.
All right, Jeff, if you're awake next Tuesday, bring us the sights and sounds from New Orleans, especially if Clemson wins.
Oh, I will, and don't worry. Hey, tell Nernie, too. I've always got my eye on y'all.
Are you wearing Clemson garb when you go to this game on Monday night?
Oh, absolutely. I got my lucky purple shirt that I've worn.
Let me make a suggestion to you. If Clemson wins, get the hell out of that building quickly.
I'm not sure it's
going to be friendly.
My goal is not only have Clemson win, but once they win, to tell all the Saints fans, how about that?
You might not be on with us then on Tuesday. Just be careful.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a lot of them and one of you.
Back home.
All right. All right, Jeff. Safe travels. We'll talk to you
soon.
See
you guys.
Jeff Francoeur with us, always listening on that Loud Security Systems newsmaker line.